From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United States is warning Syrian President Bashar al-Assad that he and his military will pay a heavy price if government forces carry out another chemical attack on civilians. This after the U.S. Senate identified potential preparations for a chemical attack by Syrian government forces similar to an attack in April in northern Syria that prompted U.S. airstrikes. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, said during a State Foreign Operations and Related Programs subcommittee, she doesn't see much progress being made in Syria with al-Assad in power.
I think in seeing the warning that the president put out last night, it is very much letting them know we are not going to give you a pass for using chemical weapons on men, women, and children. It would be good if we could get the Iranian influence out. That needs to happen. I think Assad is beyond brutal. I think he is he's barbaric in many ways. I don't see a healthy Syria with Assad in place.
Al-Assad has rejected that his forces were responsible for what happened in April. Ukraine has been hit by what its prime minister has called an unprecedented cyber attack. Banks, government offices, airports, and the country's power grid were among those affected. Reuters reported Ukrainian authorities have said the hacks could have been perpetrated by Russia. EU antitrust regulators have fined Google $2.7 billion for unfairly boosting search results for its online shopping service. Regulators said the most highly ranked rival services appeared on average on the fourth page of results, an area few consumers ever reach. This is VOA News. China is responding to news that the United States is set to declare it is among the world's worst offenders in human trafficking and forced labor, placing it alongside countries the U.S. has long disparaged, like Iran, North Korea, and Syria. The designation was formally announced by U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
The consequences of our failure to act in this area has so many other negative impacts around the world. It breeds corruption. It undermines the rule of law. It erodes the core values that underpin a civil society. Transnational criminal networks also, whether they be drug dealers, money launderers, or document forgers, are partly enabled by participating in human trafficking activities as well. When state actors or non-state actors use human trafficking, it can become a threat to our national security.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang said China strongly opposes the U.S. speaking irresponsibly and that China is willing to strengthen cooperation in the fight against human trafficking with all countries. U.S. President Trump is applauding the decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to allow part of his revised travel ban to take effect until it reviews the issue definitively in October. The executive order bans granting new visas for travelers from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen for 90 days and suspends the U.S. refugee program for 120 days. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the number of Americans without health insurance would rise by 22 million during the next decade under the U.S. Senate's version of a health care bill to replace the Affordable Care Act. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer said the CBO score shows the Senate bill is every bit as mean as the House bill.
This CBO report should be the end of the road for Trump care. Republicans would be wise to read it like a giant stop sign, urging them to turn back from this path that would be disastrous for the country, for middle-class Americans, and for their party.
The vote, which was supposed to be held this Tuesday, has since been delayed. U.S. President Donald Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi are pledging to work together to boost security and trade ties. Mr. Trump said India and the United States can set an example for many other nations and make great strides in defeating common threats. Modi announced increased cooperation on fighting terrorism, including enhanced sharing of intelligence, combining both the security and economic relationship, an expected multi-billion-dollar deal for American surveillance drones for the Indian Navy. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.